I'd like to thank the Lord that He has been in our midst this evening. Thank God He's sent you, brethren, to come and see about us. And we ought to let our light shine that men can see the good works that God has in our hearts and made manifest into the world, that we can let that light of God shine, that men can see your good works, and we have good works if they're of the Lord, brethren. And these works of righteousness come from the Lord, and He said, and a good tree was known by the fruits that it bears. And every tree will be judged according unto his fruits. I thank God this evening that the Lord has been mindful unto us and blessed us to return again to the Little Jewel Church. It's always a pleasure to come to the Little Jewel Church. It's always a pleasure to meet my brethren again and my sisters and feel the love of God and the fellowship and feel the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Amen.
It comes into our hearts and into our minds. And I thought many times, Brother Terry, of the meeting that we had Sunday and how I'd like to be able to recall that spirit that I was so blessed so with, and how the singing was so good, and how that the Lord is so mindful unto His children.
Amen.
I'm glad that God knows that we are flesh, Brother Greg, and He realizes that we're not perfect.
Amen.
And I pray for mercy, still pray for mercy to be upon a wretch like me. Brethren, the day that sees the weakness of the flesh and realize that I'm just a man traveling along in this world below, and understanding the day that we too are going to go the way of all the earth. We're just swift passengers here, brethren, just waiting for the call of the Lord to come. And well, the Bible said that the stork, she knows her days. Brethren, today, and we are to understand that we're just here for a little while, and how we ought to love one another.
Amen.
And Jesus said to love even your enemy, Brother Elwood. And to do good to those that despitefully use you. And and God wants us to show that love. Unto this wicked world and adulterous generation, He said it would be that men can see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. For He is the only wise and true God that from the very beginning of time that Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father. Brethren, tonight, God foreknown from the very beginning of time, God, there was a determined counsel before the world was ever formed, brother. They sat down, no doubt, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and determined, brother, that man, that He would create man, and man would go astray. And God, brother, knowing listen of His Word, knowing the night, listen this evening, brother, that He knew the man would not go astray and man would sin. And He knew the night. tonight, brother, that man would need a redeemer to redeem him from the sin that he would commit, Brother Greg. Listen, and God, brethren, send his only begotten Son into this world, and we beheld as he was the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Brethren, and I'm glad the night that he saw me in a waste howl and wilderness. Yeah. And brethren, he called me out of darkness unto his marvelous light. And what did I do with that light the first time that he come to me? I rejected the light. I turned from that light, brother. I love darkness rather than light. Brethren, the first time that he called me, I said, Lord, Lord, I'll wait another day. Surely, Lord, you'll come again. Brother, I thought that I'd just live a little while. I'd be upon the earth for many years, and I wouldn't die at that time, brother. But there came a time when the light come. And the light, brethren, showed me a place where I was going to, and let me understand that I was going down where the worm died not, and the fire would never quench. And let me see, Brother Lon, that I didn't have no hope in this world. I didn't have no promise of tomorrow. I listen the day, people. The day is the day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Turn unto the Lord. Why, he said, seek the Lord. Why, while he may be found, call upon him while he's near. Brother, tonight, the Lord, he's got his arms stretched out. He's looking unto them that will hear him. He's shining the light into the dark hearts of men. Listen the day, Brother Roger. He said, they that sat in darkness saw a great light sprung up, brother. It's still springing into the heart of the dark hearts of men. It's teaching them the denying and godliness and worldly love, they should live soberly and righteous right here in this present world. Brother, it taught me, it drove me out of darkness. Listen, and I took heed unto that light, brother, that till the day dawn and the day star rose in my heart. This day star, brother, has been my light. He's been a lamp to my feet. I've been a following in his footsteps, brother. I listen today. I've been listening for his voice. The call, brother, every day I listen. I told Brother Lon, I've come to the plain. Sometime I just get real quiet and listen to my heart, brother, and I can hear him speak to me, brother. Listen, and he gives me orders to go. Brother Terry, he told me that the other night when you called, you called Brother Terry by, and you tell him that you're going with him. I'm willing to be spent. I'm willing to go out on the mountain, out in the valley, for the Savior's come. And he made the rough places smooth. He called the mountain to be brought down. He called the valleys to be filled. Wherever Jesus him, everything is new. Brother, there's life to be given unto those that devil. I ask of him. He said, ask and you shall receive. A knock and it shall be open. Do you want him tonight? In your heart, listen, people. I don't know you tonight. Many of you, listen, I may not know me tonight. But one thing I want you to know, that Jesus knows you. He knows where you are. He knows each and every heart, brother. There's nothing hid from the eyes of him whom we have to do. Your life is an open book. Listen tonight, brother. And I'm glad the Lord knew where I was at when I was in the world, when I was in that wilderness land. Listen, brother. And when he shined that light, Brother Lon, I took heed unto that light. And the Lord delivered me out of a horrible pit. He set my feet upon the solid rock. He established my going. He put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto his name. Listen tonight. I want you to come and come and go with us to a land where Brother Elwood was telling you about. It's a better land than his people. It's a better home on the other side. The mind can comprehend. He said the eyes never seen and the ears never heard. Neither has it entered in to the hearts of men. Why, the good thing the Lord has in store for us. Oh, brethren, for them to love and serve him. Do you love him tonight? If you love him, keep his commandment. If you love him, keep his word, brethren. He loves, he said. He said, I'll honor them. They honor my word. I want you to know tonight. I love him tonight. I love his word. Sometime I love to just take his word and lay it on my chin. Lord, I write it on my heart. I put it in my mind, God. Let me feel you close, Lord. Let me know that I know that I know. It's in my spirit. I will bear with your spirit, that you are the children of God. Do you have the witness tonight, brother? Do you have it down deep in your heart? Do you know that you know that you know? Listen, brother. Brother Elwood, when I get home in the body, I have many downs, and I fight a many a battle, brother. But when perfect love comes in, he said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. That's what the Lord gives tonight, brother. But when we're home in the battle, there's a battle, Brother Emory, and listen today, and Brother Ivory Sires, a brother that I love so much, he used to tell me, Brother Junior, when I get home in the body, sometime a little child could almost convince me there was nothing to me. But when the Lord is present, all things look bright. All things look beautiful. When the Lord comes, children tonight, I want you to come and see the man that's able to deliver you out of the horrible pit of sin. Listen, he's still calling unto them. The mercy door is still open. He's still on the right hand of God. He's making intercession. He said, no man can come unto me except my Father would send me. Draw him tonight, brother. And no man can come to the Father except by me. For I am the door into the sheepfold. And if any man will come in, he said, I'll sup with him and he with me. Listen tonight. You never tasted anything so sweet. Honey is sweet to me. But the sweetest thing that I've ever known, brother, the sweetest taste that I've ever had is the taste of the Holy Ghost. soon when it comes down in your heart and you feel the power gone and the little stirring of His voice. I love you, my son. I'll listen tonight. There's no voice like His voice. There's no love like His love. A mother's love is green. And she can soothe your head, brother, when the fever comes. There's no feeling like the feeling of the Lord, brother, when He touches you. Brother, it makes everything well. Everything's all right in God's kingdom, brother. Are you in His kingdom tonight? He has the kingdom tonight. It don't come by observation. The kingdom of God is within you. Have you been born again? He said, I am the Father and the Father in me. I and you and you and me. It's just one tonight in Him, brother. Here's the good part. You can be part of that royal priesthood tonight, and that holy nation. And therefore we will show forth His praise forever and forever, brother. When God saves you, brother, He gives you eternal life. We don't have to wait to get eternal life, brother. We've already got eternal life. If so be that you've been born again, you have eternal life in Jesus. And if you've not been born again, you still have eternal life. But the problem is, if you don't repent, it'll be in a lake of fire. We're born, when we're conceived in our mother's womb, we're born for eternity, brother. I don't care what the people says in this world. David said, I believe it was David, said the Lord knew me when I was wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Before my members was ever brought forth, He wrote my name in His book. There was a book of living that God knows every creature that has ever created upon this earth. God knows them all, brethren. But what I want you to be, I want you, like Brother Rogers said, I want you to have your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the one that's going to get you over on the other side when the books are open. They that were judged, and they shall be judged out of the things which are written in the books. These are the books. But He said, and there was another book, which is the Lamb's Book of Life. And they that were found written in that book, brethren, I believe is the ones that's on the right hand. And He's going to say unto them, come ye blessed unto my Father. Enjoy the things that God has in store for you before this world was. But unto them on the left side, He's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. That's what we try to warn. Amen. Paul said, do known the terror of the Lord. We do persuade men. I want to try to persuade men to flee from that awful place of torment, brother. Because sure as I live today, there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And it's your choice tonight where you're going to go. Amen. Choose you this day whom you'll serve, whether it be God or whether it be mammon. It is your choice to make. Make the good choices Mary made that will never be taken away. Amen. So, brethren, get you into a song tonight. While these brethren sing, if there's any here feels the Lord save them, you are to be like Brother Roger. Make the first step.
Amen.
And if the Lord has saved you, if you'll make the first step, the Lord will bring you on through the night, because God has promised you, you've been born again, He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. I'll let no evil come upon you in the seventh.